Well, good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Appreciate you tuning us in this morning. Evangelist Gene Voss with you today, bringing to you the Word of God from God's precious book today, getting back to the Word of God. I want to keep that foremost in your minds today. The Bible is the most important book in your life, the precious Word of a mighty God, the infallible, inerrant, unchangeable Word of the living God, given, preserved by God for this generation. God has given to us the Scriptures today. King James Bible for this generation today is very sufficient for everything that we need to know that God is speaking to us about today. One day, we'll get to glory. Then we'll know even as we are known. We'll understand the things that we don't understand here because we'll be in His presence. So it's a joy to be back on Sunday morning to your place of listening. Thank you for taking time out and being with us today in the broadcast. You pray that God would use it for His glory and for His honor this morning. I want to send it out to each one that's shut in, not able to get out, be in the house of God today. Hope it'll be a real blessing to your heart this morning, be an uplift to you. And so we want to remember each one in prayer that needs our prayer today. A lot of folk are going through problems and cares and needs in their life, and we trust that God will help you as He will. He made a promise that He would help you today. So we thank the Lord for you this morning. Hope that we can be a blessing and be a help to your heart and to your life today. I want to send out Brother Cecil Parrish. He always tells me to listen to the broadcast, and hope that Brother Cecil's feeling better today. And I'll call my Jared Deering and Vicky there, and then also Hoyt Owens. I don't know if Hoyt and them can get the broadcast where they live at, but if they do, I want to send out to her, him and Miss Edna today. Hope it'll be a blessing to each one of them this morning. Good to be here in the house, and the broadcast time started, say, the house of God. We ain't got to church yet this morning, but we'll be going there in a little while, and you invite you to come and be with us in the services here at the Mountain View Baptist Church. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor, and he'll preach to you the Word of God today in the service. So you come Sunday school at 10, worship 10:45, back tonight at 6 o'clock for the evening service, and then on Wednesday at 7 for the midweek prayer meeting. You come be with us throughout the day and throughout the week. You'll be blessed of God if you'll do that this morning. Pray for our nation today. Our country needs the Lord. I tell you, we're seeing a sweeping results of sin in America today. Folk getting away from God, seeking to take the Lord out of everything that we know and hold dear, the morals and the family standards and living that we have today in the Word of God, based on the Bible. Amen. And we're getting away from those things in our country today, and we're reaping that result this morning. So it's a joy to be here. We appreciate you once again tuning us in for the next little while. I want to pray for your needs today. I want to pray for you that don't even know this morning. You say, "Preacher, you don't know me." Well, God does, and He's listening for you to come to Him. He wants you to come to Him. If you're lost today, He's waiting for you to call on His name. And if you're away from the Lord, He's waiting on you to confess what He already knows this morning. He'll forgive you for it. You'll confess it to Him today. Then for the shut-in, the sick, and the suffering, hope it'll be a blessing to each one of you this morning. Let us pray. Father, as we bow in Your presence today, thank You for this day. Privilege once again to be in the house of God again today. And pray You bless the services this morning. Bless the broadcast as it goes out. Pray that You'd use it for Your glory this morning to touch every heart, touch every need. Those that are discouraged, those that are down and out today because of things that are taking place in their life, I pray You give added grace, added strength that only You can give this morning. Thank You for the blessings of life, for the grace of God that's been ours to enjoy today. Thank You for mercy, for saving us when we're lost, for leading us when we're despondent. I pray just have Your will and way. We'll praise You in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it will be a blessing to you today. And I'm glad God hears and God listens. You listen as they sing.
God's promise He will keep.
Aren't you glad God's listening this morning? He listens when nobody else knows what you're saying. He cares for you this morning. Thank God for His presence. Amen. Hope you enjoyed that. We have another song now, old familiar song. I hope it'll be a blessing to you.
Out on the open sea. had treasure, and I've had dreams. I've even held them in my head. But I never knew my dreams might slip through like this.
Amen. Well, I'm glad it does this morning. Glad it does. All right, we're going to take our Bibles today and turn to the Scriptures in 2 Timothy chapter 3, rather 2 Timothy chapter 4, and read a verse or two of Scripture here that we feel the Lord would have us to use as a subject for the message today. And then we'll be going to Psalms 119, precious word of the living God this morning. And bring to you what we, the thoughts that God has placed on our heart today. So, 2 Timothy chapter 4, we find Timothy being charged by the Apostle Paul and by the Holy Ghost, by God Himself, charging him because of his position and because of his standing with the Lord. He said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Now Paul is writing to Timothy here, encouraging him and charging him to preach the Word of God. Now, we've said much about worship and preaching the last few weeks, but I just feel led to the Scripture today where Paul simply said this unto young Timothy, preach the Word. Why should we preach of the Word of God? Why should we look into the Scriptures today and preach the Word of the living God? Why should we do that? Well, there's reasons for it in the Scriptures. There's reasons why that we ought to preach the precious Word of the living God today. There's simply reasons for it. So we find the Bible tells us that of course, in the Scriptures, there is the possibility that we could err from that. And that happens many times, folks that err from preaching the Word of God. And he's wanting Timothy to be sure out to preach the word. He's one thing that Paul knew was going to work in these last days, and was the preaching of the precious word of the living God. And he knew that was going to work. Now, I want to go to Psalm chapter 119 this morning, where some things are said about preaching, about the word of God, about the scripture. We need to preach the word of the living God. All scripture is given under the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And so he told Timothy, we need to preach of the word of God. Why should we do that? Why should we preach of the word of God? Well, we preach it, of course, first of all, because it's for salvation. Amen. It's for salvation. Well, he talks about that salvation of God. The salvation, he said, my soul fainteth, in Psalms 119, verse 81. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. So in the word of God, we do find salvation this morning. There's only one way to find out what God requires for us to be saved, and that is by looking into the word of God. So salvation ought to be preached in all of its purity, all of its power, preaching about salvation, reaching souls for Jesus Christ. Jesus said himself, I come to seek and to save that which is lost. And of course, in Jesus, you'll find salvation this morning. So the salvation of God, that's the reason we need to preach the word of God, because of God's salvation that causes us to hope in the word of God. You'll find salvation only comes through scripture. You will not find salvation anywhere else except through the divine word of the living God. So we've got to preach salvation today. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So we've got the scriptures that tells us about our salvation today. So the Bible is very clear about salvation. You've got to know the Lord Jesus and the free pardon of sin. You've got to be, as the Savior said, you've got to be born again. And so man had failed from the state that God made him through Adam. We failed. Then through Jesus, we made alive. Now, because of the faith in his precious word today. So the Bible deals with that here in this verse of scripture. He talks about thy salvation. Salvation is of the Lord. It's not of man, but it's of the Lord this morning, because of his love for mankind. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so salvation is for the word of God is for salvation. And then the word of God is for comfort. He deals with this in several different things in this chapter here today. It's for comfort. All the Bible will comfort your heart. And this morning, Psalms chapter 119 and verse 76, he said that, let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort according to thy word unto thy servant. So the word of God will bring comfort to the child of God today. Amen. That's the only comfort we find is in the scriptures. I don't find comfort in this world system today. I don't find comfort in man's ideals and theories and suppositions this morning, but I do find comfort in the word of God. The word of God does give you comfort because of where it came from. It comes from the Lord. Amen. At all, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. So we find there is comfort in the word of God. That's why we ought to preach it, because of the comfort that folk find in the scriptures today. Nowhere else can you find the comfort that you'll find in the precious word of God today. So we find there's comfort. And then notice something else in Psalms 119. The Bible said here in verses 89, they will find well to preach a word because simply of its permanence. The word of God will always be the word of God. Hey, it don't need to be revised. It don't need to be rearranged. But we need to just simply believe it, because God has given it to us today. Some verses 89. of Psalms 119. The Bible said, quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep thy testimony of thy mouth. There is the comfort, the permanence of the word of God. I'm sorry, I got the wrong verse. In verses 89, the Bible said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. We ought to preach the word this morning because of its permanence. It's not going to change. It's not going to divert out from the message that it proclaims. It's always the same. Hey, this Bible is not outdated this morning. It's not antiquated today. It's simply the precious word of the living God. No need changing it because folks, it change it, trying to change the meaning, trying to understand it more, but they're understanding it less. The only way you can understand the word of God is by being saved by grace this morning. And so we learn the scriptures. We understand the scriptures because the Bible was given by inspiration of God through the medium of the Holy Spirit. Holy men of God spake as they were moved upon by the Holy Ghost. And we understand it the same way today. Jesus spoke about the Holy Spirit and when he has come after Jesus was going back to heaven, told his disciples, after he has come, he'll bring to you the word. You can understand the scriptures by having the Spirit of God in your soul today. Only way to understand it is by the Holy Ghost. Amen. He'll show you things to come. We'll understand the scriptures by the Holy Spirit, the same one that wrote the book and tell you what it means. Amen. Brother, listen, you want to know what a scripture means? Let the Holy Ghost guide you, and he'll direct your thoughts and your studies in the Word of God to discern what he's saying to you from the Word of God today. Well, the Bible said, listen, as we ought to preach it because of its permanence. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Amen. And brother, what's settled in heaven is settled on earth. Amen. The Bible said there about its permanence. God's word is forever settled in heaven. Amen. And so you can depend upon it this morning. You don't have to worry about it being outdated in your life. And brother, listen, it's more up to date than tomorrow's newspaper. Amen. And so the Bible said it's permanent. We ought to be because of its soothing power. Amen. Because of its soothing power. Aren't you glad the Bible will soothe you? Amen. The Bible said in Psalms 119, and verse 97, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. It's my meditation all the day. You can meditate upon the scriptures and it'll soothe your soul. Amen. How the word of God will give comfort to those and have the soothing power of the word of God. Nothing any greater than that this morning. Amen. I tell you, how many times have we sat down and picked up the Bible, and Psalms 23 comes to our mind when he talks about the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Have that soothing this morning. Listen, and then beside the still waters, he restoreth my soul. And the Bible is soothing in its power today. Meditating upon the scriptures will bring comfort to your heart today. We'll give you soothing of your spirit, and that Lord used it for that. All right, not only that, but you'll find the Word of God ought to be preached today because of the wisdom that it gives. The Bible said here in verses 98, he said, thou through thy commandments have made me wiser than mine enemies, for they're ever with me. They have made me wiser than mine enemies. Amen. There's the wisdom the Word of God gives us as we look to the Word of God. When you meditate upon that, you study the Scriptures, amen, to rightly divide the Word of truth, and you'll find there's wisdom to be found in the Word of God. Wisdom, knowledge, amen, that we need today to conduct our business in this world and to be a witness of the grace of God. Then there's something else. It does give us wisdom, amen. Not only verse 98, about wisdom. It gives us wisdom, made me wiser than mine enemies, but it also gives us illumination. Amen. Illumination, the Bible said, listen, in verses 105. I like this verse this morning. He said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Amen. I tell you, it gives illumination to our pathway, a lamp to our feet, lets us see where you're walking at. You don't have to walk around in darkness this morning, but walk in the Word of God, walk in the will of God, and that's where you find it, is in the Word of the living God today. And so we find there is illumination, a light unto our feet. Amen. God will let you know how you stand before Him. Amen. He'll let you know you're standing before Him in the present time. Then He sent a light into my path. And there you'll find that the light for where you're going, the direction that you need to go. And the Word of God is good for that. He'll let you know which way you need to go in your life. It may not be written down for you in handwritten letters. You can feel in your heart and your soul when God is directing your pathway and you're walking in His will. And in His ways, and Brother God, and that comes from the Word. That's the reason we ought to preach the Word of God today, is because we all know how we're living and where we're going and what we're doing and serving the Lord today. Isn't it good to be saved this morning? Amen. So listen, the Bible gives that wisdom today, and it gives that direction today, gives that soothing today, and that permanence, the salvation of God, the comfort that we need, God gives it. That's the reason we need to preach the Word of God today, because of what it gives to God's people and even to sinners, the way for salvation for them to be saved. Well, our time is gone. God bless you. On the next Sunday is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.